In the global solar race, what happens when one country achieves a 35.5% conversion efficiency, blowing past the theoretical limits of today's technology? And what if that's just one of a dozen breakthroughs announced in a single week? The game is changing, and this isn't just about clean energy. It's about who will manufacture the future. Welcome to Troy Technical Intelligence, your weekly briefing on the technology shaping global industry. I'm Susie.
And I'm Troy.
Troy, this week feels like a seismic shift in the solar industry. We've been tracking incremental gains for years, but the sheer volume of news around a technology called perovskite is overwhelming. It seems to be coming almost entirely from China, and the numbers are staggering. What is happening?
What's happening is the start of a new technology cycle. The era of silicon dominance is facing its first serious challenger. We're seeing a coordinated push from Chinese companies and researchers to not only break lab records in perovskite solar efficiency, but to immediately translate those records into industrial-scale manufacturing. This is moving from R&D to commercial threat at an unprecedented speed.
Let's start with the biggest headline. LONGi, a Chinese giant, just set a new world record. What did they achieve?
They hit a 35.5% power conversion efficiency for their perovskite silicon tandem solar cells, independently verified by the European Solar Test Installation.
Put that number in context for us. How good is 35.5%?
It's a massive leap. Commercial silicon panels, the current standard, top out around 22-23% efficiency. The theoretical limit for single junction silicon is under 30%. By stacking a perovskite layer on top of silicon, LONGi is capturing far more of the solar spectrum. This isn't just a lab result. They're already reporting 30.1% on commercial-sized cells.
And they're not alone. I see another Chinese firm, GCLSI, hit 33.44% efficiency, but with a twist.
That's right. GCL's cell is flexible and boasts a power-to-weight ratio exceeding 2,000 watts per kilogram. This fundamentally changes where you can deploy solar.
Okay, let's break this down. How do these Chinese advancements specifically affect U.S. and European manufacturers?
It's a two-pronged competitive threat. First, higher efficiency means Chinese panels will generate more power per square meter. For any project with a limited footprint, from a residential roof to a commercial building, they will have a significant advantage. Second, GCL's lightweight, flexible technology opens up markets like aerospace, drones, and building integrated photovoltaics, where Western firms were hoping to lead.
So what should a European distributor or a U.S. trading company be thinking?
They need to prepare for rapid supply chain disruption. Your current inventory of silicon panels could see its value decline faster than you forecasted. You must evaluate potential sourcing partnerships with these Chinese leaders, but understand the market timing is critical. And this is happening now. JA Solar just announced a 210 million yuan, or about $29 million, investment for a 0.6 gigawatt perovskite tandem production line. This is commercial scale-up, not just R&D.
So the actionable insight for an executive listening today.
Reevaluate your company's solar technology roadmap immediately. If you're a manufacturer, you must have a perovskite strategy, either through internal R&D or external partnership. If you're a user or distributor, you need to model the levelized cost of energy, the LCOE, with these new efficiency numbers. The entire cost per watt equation is being rewritten.
It sounds like an overwhelming lead for China. What is the Western response? Are US and European companies even competing?
They are, but the strategy is fundamentally different. It's less about chasing headline efficiency records and more about building a defensible, high-quality manufacturing ecosystem. This week, the U.S. Department of Energy committed $29 million in R&D funding specifically to advance domestic solar manufacturing, PV recycling, and perovskite development.
Is $29 million enough to counter JA Solar building a whole new production line?
It's not about matching dollar for dollar. The DOE strategy is surgical. It's targeting the three biggest hurdles to commercializing perovskites: long-term stability, large area scalability, and manufacturability. They are creating standardized testing protocols aligned with international standards like IEC 61215 to ensure reliability. That has always been perovskite's Achilles heel.
And we're seeing a similar move in Europe?
Exactly the same playbook. The EU's Horizon Europe 2026-2027 program has a flagship call for funding industrial processes and equipment for scalable tandem technologies. the explicit goal is technological sovereignty. We see this bearing fruit with Oxford PV, a UK-based pioneer, which just started commercial shipments from its factory in Brandenburg, Germany. They've already achieved a certified 25% module efficiency.
So the Western strategy is to compete on quality and reliability, not just raw power or price.
Precisely. For US and European manufacturers, this is the opportunity. The DOE's PVRD2 project, for example, is aiming for cells that show zero performance degradation after 1,000 hours in a harsh 85 degrees Celsius, 85% humidity test. If Western firms can deliver that kind of bankable reliability, they can command a premium.
What does this mean for trading companies and distributors?
It means a bifurcated market is emerging. You'll have lower-cost, high-efficiency modules from Asia and premium, high-assurance modules from the U.S. and Europe. For critical infrastructure projects or deployments where a 25-year warranty is non-negotiable, the Western products will be a very compelling choice.
The actionable insight here for executives in the U.S. and Europe?
Engage with these government initiatives now. In the U.S., look at the American-made perovskite startup price, which has a deadline of July 28th. In Europe, align your R&D with the Horizon Europe calls. The objective is to build the entire value chain, from materials and equipment to recycling, onshore.
Troy, so far we've focused on large solar panels, but many of these announcements seem to hint at applications far beyond rooftops and solar farms.
They do. This is the third major trend. Perovskites are unlocking markets where traditional silicon simply cannot compete. Look at the partnership between Australia's Halocell Energy and South Korea's MS Way. They are scaling up roll-to-roll printing of flexible perovskite solar modules.
Roll-to-roll printing sounds more like a newspaper press than a solar factory.
The principle is the same, and it's a game-changer for cost and form factor. This technique allows you to create thin, flexible solar films. It's the core technology behind a new international project led by the University of Sheffield and PowerRoll in the UK, targeting lightweight commercial rooftops and building facades that can't support heavy glass panels.
So our buildings could essentially be wrapped in power-generating skin. What about even smaller applications?
That's a massive emerging market. A Swiss startup, Perovska Solar, just raised $2.4 million to scale up production of printed perovskite cells specifically for Internet of Things devices.
How do those work?
They are highly efficient in low-light indoor environments. This means your office sensors, smart tags, or electronic shelf labels could power themselves from ambient office light, eliminating the need for batteries.
This must be a huge opportunity for U.S. and European electronics manufacturers.
A monumental one. Any company making IoT devices or wearables has a new power source to design with. It decouples products from the grid and the battery replacement cycle. The disruption even extends to high-end displays, with new research on green perovskite LEDs, or PLEDs, showing performance that could challenge the incumbent OLED market.
And I saw one of the biggest names in technology validation is now involved, NASA.
Yes, and this is critical. Hanwha Qcells is supplying its perovskite silicon tandem cells for a NASA lunar power project. The extreme environment of space, high radiation, huge temperature swings, is the ultimate stress test. If the technology proves itself on the moon, its reliability on Earth becomes incredibly bankable.
So, the final actionable insight for our listeners.
Think beyond the panel. If you are a manufacturer in any industry, ask how integrated, flexible, or indoor solar could create entirely new product categories for you. If you are a distributor, new channels are opening up in consumer electronics, aerospace, and architecture. This is no longer just about energy infrastructure. It's about embedding power generation into the fabric of everything we build. So, to summarize the intelligence from this week, there are three critical takeaways for executives. First, Chinese firms are weaponizing efficiency and scale in perovskite silicon tandem cells. LONGi's 35.5% record and JA Solar's 6.6 gigawatt production line signal that competing on the old metrics of silicon panel pricing is a losing strategy. The performance gap is becoming too wide.
Second, the U.S. and European response is strategic and focused. Through initiatives like the DOE's $29 million funding and Europe's Horizon program, the West is focusing on creating a defensible market for high-reliability, bankable perovskite technology. This creates an opportunity for premium products backed by a robust domestic supply chain. And third, perovskite technology is breaking out of the traditional energy sector. From self-powered IoT devices being commercialized by startups like Perovskaya Solar, to flexible films for architecture and high-stakes aerospace applications with NASA, the technology is creating entirely new markets. Business leaders must shift their mindset from selling energy generation to selling integrated power.
A fundamental shift in how we power our world, happening right now. That's all the time we have for this week's briefing. Troy, thank you for translating these complex developments into clear strategic intelligence.
My pleasure, Susie.
For our listeners in manufacturing, trading, and technology, we hope this gives you the edge you need for the week ahead. Be sure to subscribe to Troy Technical Intelligence wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss a briefing. Until next time, stay informed.